hit y'all with this real quick. Quick would you rather question. Would you rather have a carpeted bathroom or a carpeted kitchen?
Bathroom.
Ew.
Yes, sir. It's tough.
Ew.
It's tough. I still don't know what to choose.
All I know is if I have a carpeted kitchen and I step on like egg yolk, it's game over.
So you can choose a carpeted bathroom.
Ew.
Yeah, the shower, all that water goes on the bathroom, on the carpet.
Eh.
Ugh.
I feel like that's more tolerable than like just debris from cooking.
Really?
Nah. That's a tough one. I can't. I can't do that.
I take that all day. You ever have those like small carpets that like maybe your mom put in the bathroom that are like
carpet? Yeah, like that's what I was thinking. Like my mom used to have, it's like a little carpetette. That's not what it's called, but that's what I'm calling
it. A mini carpet?
Around the toilet though.
Oh, those.
Like it's like a click.
Yeah.
Right in there, fits right in. And I was like, what's the purpose of that? Like, keep your feet warm while you're on the toilet?
Yeah, that's disgusting. I know. And the ones they put the carpet on like the toilet seat.
Mm-hmm. My mom said that
piggies
too.
Need warmth too.
Ugh. I mean, I could slam the toilet seat down all I want. It wouldn't make a noise, but
that's the shit that Dave be doing. That's how you know he's taking a shit. You hear that? The doo-doo.
Yeah, it's a choice. What's the decision? Bathroom or kitchen?
Bathroom.
Bathroom. Yeah.
Nasty. I don't know why. Oh, he smells like spaghetti sauce in the kitchen.
That's probably the worst.
That's just a tough cleanup either way.
If it gets wet in the bathroom, you know, mold.
On the carpet? Yeah,
underneath, and it's a stink. Oh, and this is forever, by the way. Everyone you choose is forever. You can't like, oh, I'm going to just take the carpet out. That's forever.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I think I'd still rather have the bathroom.
I guess.
Either way.
We're all in the bathroom. With that being said, welcome into the podcast.
What they do, baby?
We are back.
Welcome back.
You know, it's your boy, Aaron Pollard. If you don't know, now you know. Cody Webb's over there. Chuck's over there. You can't see him, but we're here.
Jesse in the back.
Jesse in the room.
Maintenance man.
Follow the podcast on Twitter at MeltedCocoaPod. Other social media is coming soon. Follow everyone from the podcast. It's in the description on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
So.
Get on it.
Welcome in. It is February 12th, 2020. Happy New Year. It's kind of late.
Happy New Year. Oh, we did Merry Christmas. Yeah,
we did Christmas.
Happy holidays to all.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, we decided not to record in the first month of the year because it was such a bad month.
Simply out of respect.
It was a terrible month. And we're going to talk about that today. Talk about some more stuff, too. So let's get right into it.
What was the first one?
The big news, the elephant in the room.
Yeah, so wait, good news or bad news first?
Bad news first.
Oh.
Everyone knows already. It's all over the place still, as it should be.
Out of respect.
We lost the greatest basketball player of all time.
Can we give a 24-second moment of silence?
Actually, we can do that.
All right, let me hold on. Should I time it?
Yeah.
I'm going to time it. Don't worry.
We haven't started this yet.
We haven't started.
We can just cut this out.
And go.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Kobe Bean.
Ugh. We miss you, bud.
So let's just get our raw first reactions. It is kind of late. We're all, you know, we've been through the grieving. We'll start with Chuck. How did you react?
I was in shock. I was definitely with you guys at work, and it was a big.
Are you lying?
You lied on the pod. You lied on the pod.
Don't even lie. You were there, AP.
I wasn't at work.
Oh, never mind. Yeah.
What? I was with you at work. No, nigga.
You at work by yourself.
Yeah, I know. Now I'm remembering it. Yeah, because I remember I got the notification on my brand new Apple Watch that Kobe's gone.
I was at my mom's house, and I saw it on Twitter, and I was like, this is fake. And I went to Twitter, because apparently that's where all the news breaks. And it wasn't working, because everybody was on there trying to find out. And then it popped up on the TV screen, and I was like, no. No, man. Shed some tears. Because, I mean, that's who we grew up with, really.
He was playing basketball, at least me and Aaron's whole life.
Yep.
He was drafted the year we were born.
Yep. It's just crazy, bro. Like, still thinking about it, like, you'd be like, Kobe?
Out of all people.
Kobe, bro?
Like, he's supposed to live forever.
Like they said, why couldn't this, no disrespect, why can't this happen to Will Chamberlain?
Oh, Bill Russell.
They old, man.
They live nice, long, full lives.
Hopefully, Kobe, though.
Hopefully we can get them on the logo.
That's not going to happen.
I hope so. They need to.
I think that'll happen.
Man had too much impact.
The whole thing they're doing with the All-Star game is confusing.
No, they...
Apparently, did they change it or is it the same?
It's just the fourth quarter that's changed.
Fourth quarter, reset?
No, yeah. I thought it...
Restart
after each quarter. And then whoever wins by 24...
It's like basically first to 24 in the fourth quarter.
I thought that was all the quarters, so.
That's weak. Nobody knows. Probably they should just have one team wear 24 and the other team wear 8.
Yep. Simple.
Either way, this shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, he should be at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Kobe, like... It's been a while now, but you think back and you're like, damn, man. I still can't believe it. And his daughter and everyone else on the helicopter, man.
Tough situation.
I wonder what his whole, like, basketball tournament was, like, doing when they found out they weren't going to make it.
That's a good question.
Because they were waiting, I think, on him and his daughter to show up to the whole, like, league, right?
Or, like, I think they had games playing earlier, and then when his daughter was going to play, they would have pulled up, got ready to play. Because it was like a tournament, I think. Mm-hmm. So.
It's crazy, man.
Still hurts.
R.I.P. Kobe.
R.I.P. the GOAT.
Hate to say that.
I can't
really do. Really do hate to say it. Amongst other terrible things that happened. I mean, at least in my neck of the woods, The Rock's dad passed away.
Oh, that's as well. That's a hard one, too.
Yeah.
So I was kind of hurt there.
Rip Rocky Johnson.
Yeah.
Was that before or after?
That was before Kobe.
That was like two or three days in the year, right?
Yeah.
Oh, after David Stern?
Yeah.
Jeez.
David Stern, man. We lost David Stern as well. Rocky Johnson, Kobe... Australia's on fire.
World War III.
World War III. We ain't even talking about that. World War III on the brink of happening.
Got me worried sick about my man Dave.
Yeah.
Over there in the crossfire.
Postponed his return to the States.
Man. Still waiting on the return for the pod.
What else? The coronavirus. Oh, yeah, sparking up worries for everybody.
Got any limes?
Shut up, John. What the heck? January was so rough, man. The only bright spot in January was Cody's birthday.
And even then.
The man turned 24.
At what cost?
This is Kobe year.
At what cost?
You living it at the fullest, though, right?
I have to do it every day, but...
I turned 24 this year. You best believe I'm getting destroyed. Pause. By alcohol. Better not pay for none of it either.
No, we'll see.
All right, now. Y'all better be carrying me out the gym.
Oh, you gonna be right there with the urinal band.
Not the urinal band, Dino.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, man. January was tough, but it's gone now. We in February. Valentine's Day is Friday.
What you doing for your chick, bro?
You know, we got a little resort in Orlando.
Oh, word.
Some yeah. liquor?
Probably. I don't know.
little rose petal action?
I can't say too much.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't be listening to this.
Okay, she tunes in.
She don't follow podcasts.
She tunes in. Let me double check. Hold on.
She tones that. Little rose petal action.
Hey. Oh, she do fall apart.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Okay, January follows the podcast as of 15 minutes.
It's news to me.
So, congrats. But yeah, you know, a little something, you know.
Little Ciroc action, huh?
Can't say too much.
give us a taste. Pause.
I can't, dog. You know, the magician don't reveal his tricks. Yo, what are y'all doing for Valentine's Day?
Probably at the crib.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
You know, I don't go out, you know. Nah, I don't do that either.
They can't see what I did, but y'all know.
We can't. Hey, stop touching yourselves, dudes. Stop beating your meat.
Go ahead. Go tell them.
It's not good
for you.
The
floor is yours, Cody.
It's not good for you. Stop beating your meat.
Semen retention.
Hold your semen.
Hold it.
Instead of no fap November, you're going to do it all year.
No. No.
Don't do it.
Stop doing it. You're cheating yourself.
You played yourself.
Come on. Yeah, I ain't doing that. I'm probably be at the crib, you know, studying up on some things.
Okay, being better.
Every day.
Being better.
Always got to find a way to better yourself.
That's the motive forever. Ain't no New Year's resolutions. We talked about this in the holiday episode, I think.
Yes.
No one cares about your New Year's resolution. I can't even talk. Just do it. Don't go post, I want to be more healthy. No.
Nobody cares.
And this is not to be mean.
Nobody just do it. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares about mine.
It sounds good.
Nobody cares about Chuck's.
Sounds good on paper.
It sounds good.
Or Cody's.
Are you really going to act on it? That's the real question.
You going to back them words up with them actions, though.
Why wait till the new year to start?
Come on.
Start now.
Do it right this second.
Start now. You hit a bump in the road. Who cares?
Go right over it.
Let yourself off and try again.
Come on now.
If at first you don't succeed.
Come on now.
Man, they don't hear me.
They're not hearing it.
They don't hear you.
We just got to retain the Mamba mentality.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
I think Chuck just wrapped that one up.
Yeah, wrapped it up.
That's all that needs to be said.
That's all that needs to be said.
And if you don't know what the Mamba mentality is, I feel like Cody is the only one that knows how to truly explain it.
Oh, you put me on the spot.
What is Mamba?
Kobe highlights.
What is Mamba mentality to you, Cody?
No matter how bad it gets to you, or how in a rut you think you are. I don't know if I said that right. No matter how deep of a rut you think you're in, gotta keep pushing.
Got to.
That your will to win or to succeed in whatever you're trying to do, you gotta keep pushing.
Yeah.
No matter what's going on. And always think somebody else out there got it way worse than you do.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, you know, it's not bad. Not as bad.
It could always be worse.
It could always be worse. Just keep it pushing.
Always strive to be the better person in the room.
Or better than yourself.
That too.
Just be a better you. Don't worry about other people. Just be a better you.
That's what it means to me. Some folks means other things, but
like myself, I'm back in the gym now. I was on it for a while last year, slacked off during the holidays. So, I'll just eat all the food I want. It's the holidays. Who cares? No, gained all my weight back. I say it, all of it. We went back to 300.
Oof.
That's 30 pounds. Terrible.
All those one cookies.
Day, yeah, cookies, everything, bro. Terrible, bro. One day I looked in the mirror. I was like, oh no.
got on scale. I said, oh no. And I've been busting my ass ever since. And yeah, I'm just trying to make it a lifestyle. I feel like a lot of people, they go in the gym and they see it as a chore. Like, oh, I gotta go to the gym today, you know, drag myself to the gym. No, if you just make it something you do on a regular, it's just like using the bathroom. It's just like taking a shower. You just go to the gym and you do your thing. And before you know it, you got results. You feel results, but way before you see results.
Oh.
That's another thing. People, especially me,
my biggest thing was I go in the gym and then
after like 3 weeks, I'm like, yo, why am I seeing anything? I'm like, man, forget this. Not seeing any results, and then I slack off. Not this time. Give me patience. Patience is a virtue.
Patience is key.
So that's what I'm working on personally. Just that, my health, just overall better quality of life. So
that's good, dude.
So what are y'all working on?
I'm glad for you.
What you working on, Toby?
I'm trying to work on this pod, trying to get my house together.
That too, the podcast.
Major upgrades coming soon.
We are working on upgrades. We're working social media's aspect of things. I don't mean to take shit from you, Chuck. I know you were explaining what you were working on. You're good. It just popped in my head. Video. We filmed video, but it didn't really work out when we filmed it. Being active, more active on social media. Bringing more episodes so that we have more content. Probably every other week, we'll record an episode for everyone, and that's it. You know, just really focusing in, cause this really started out as like a little just something to do. Like, let's try it. But I personally really enjoy doing podcasts and talking about stuff. So the more we do it, the better we get, and that's it.
Really gonna be on our grind this year. For this pod.
Hey, like, we ain't gonna talk about it though.
We're gonna do it. That's it.
We wanna see at least 100 followers by the end of this year.
Why not?
Goals.
Why not? But anyways, go ahead, Chuck. My bad.
But yeah, like I said, working on this pod, trying to get my house together. I own a house, so just trying to at least get that paid off, get it
party
going.
At Chuck's.
Oh yeah, party going on soon.
That's cap, Chuck.
Yeah, we ain't throwing parties at my house with it.
We should, but we're not going to.
Yeah. Other than that, it's mostly just a grind. What you up to, Cody?
Me, myself, just trying to make myself better every day. Better than I was yesterday. And keep setting them goals. Not too high, but reasonable. Like Aaron was talking about earlier, off mic, not so much big goals, but just little minor goals because they're going to add up. So,
yep.
That's about it.
Got to get the small things done before you set your sights on the bigger thing.
Yeah, man. How you eat an elephant?
How you eat an elephant?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
One bite at a time.
Oh. Well, all right, now. All right, you gotta build a foundation before you have a house.
Man, come on. Ooh.
On that house tip, man.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Come on now. You gotta build a foundation before you have a house. But anyways, let's talk about something else. Jesse, who you can't see because he's in his room.
Jesse!
Oh, we'll get back to him.
Good talk.
Yeah, he back there.
He proposed a question off mic that we're gonna ask everybody else. And of course, explain ourselves as well. If you met someone, if you pretty much met yourself, would you get along with that person? I'll let one of y'all start off.
Go ahead, Joe.
I'm doing too much talking.
If I met someone like myself, I feel like I would definitely be able to like relate or at least like be cool with that person. I don't know. I feel like I myself are like a humble person. Just easy going, not really like stepping over, I guess, boundaries as much. I don't think I'd see myself and just get pissed off at myself unless just something about me that I just don't really see in myself, I guess, yet. You know?
What do you mean something you don't see in yourself?
Like, if there's like a trait about yourself that you don't really just catch. Like, you know, like a small thing or something, you know?
Yeah. I feel you.
Oh, definitely like the little shit that you don't, like the little bad habits that you do.
Little tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that for sure.
Like if you're leaving your clothes around the house or something. Like yeah, if someone was doing that, I'd
yo, what this man doing leaving his shit?
You're literally meeting yourself.
Yeah.
You're literally melting in the bathroom. What are you doing?
So, like, why are you taking such a long shower, AP?
I like long showers. Pause.
I love them.
But.
Nothing wrong with that. You don't got to say pause on a long shower.
It sounded weird coming
out. Just like taking long showers.
But. I don't know. If I met myself.
I'm like, bro, get out the bathroom, bro.
It'd just be like the little shit that would add up. It's just like, all right, this nigga got one more time to to not clean off the stove when he done.
Bro, give like, me the little stuff, bro.
Then it's like just the little shit that you do that are bad habits, but they're okay to yourself because you don't really care yet, but it might affect other people.
But like on a grander scheme of things, like I said before, I feel like I wouldn't get along with myself on a personality level because I'm just a chill person. I'm not really wild. I don't really.
Yeah, I feel like we all pretty chill.
I'm not really angry.
Not party animals all the time.
Yeah, like.
Nah.
I just be, like, I hate to sound cliche, everyone says it, but I just be vibing.
I was about to say the same exact word.
I just be vibing, man.
That's it. And, like, I would get mad because, like, he left the clothes on the floor or whatever, didn't clean a dish. But other than that, I'm not, like, a malicious person or anything. I'm just chill. Two chill APs. Just in a room.
AP squared.
AP squared. That's it. AP dose.
2.0.
It's almost like having kids.
Yeah.
Don't want to put any bad omens out there, but...
No kids yet. Except for the dog kind.
That's y'all's dog for real?
Yeah.
You want to explain more about your new son or daughter?
Daughter.
What's her name?
Nala.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of dog?
It's a Chihuahua miniature pincher mix. I like big dogs, but this is the only option we had.
I was going to say, how's your masculinity about that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Just making sure.
Chuck, you're talking about masculinity?
What you trying to
it's
say?
It's 2020, brother.
Yeah, bro.
But no, I don't have a problem with small dogs. I just prefer big dogs. And she's not going to be... a tiny, tiny dog. Like, I'll show you.
Probably like medium size.
Won't be like, what's his name? Stewie?
No. Oh, God, no.
Won't be like Stewie.
What about Chi-Chi?
This is the dad.
No.
Oh. And then that's the mom.
Oh, man.
That's a little ass dog.
But they're like this. Stewie's like that. They're like this.
Stewie's a small dog, by the way.
I don't know about that, G.
But she's a nice little puppy. I'm excited.
Okay.
I'm excited. Eventually, I'll get my big dog. Don't even worry.
Like you said, baby steps.
But for right now, she's what I'm wearing.
For the rest of my life, I'm only getting Rottweilers.
That's my little shorty. I wanted a boy, but whatever.
You'll get your boy, bud.
Dad? Oh, something's in the air, I guess.
It's that love shit.
It must be in the water.
It must be in the water.
I'm not drinking it. Yeah.
Yeah, you drink it.
Shout out, Michaela.
Hi, I'm Missy.
That's hilarious. What else we got going on, man? I don't know. This is the first podcast of the year. I don't know what the hell to talk about.
Whole month of January just been
this bad, man.
Yeah, this is mostly like a recap.
It is. Nothing really much else to talk about. So let's fucking end it.
All right.
It's been fun.
It's been real.
It's been fun. Once again, Aaron, Cody, Chuck, a.k.a.
White Chocolate.
All right, now. Episode of Melted Chocolate, first of the year. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. Record again. Who knows? We'll have a guest. Probably not, but who cares?
We'll have a little something-something, though. We'll be more prepared.
Yeah. This is just off shooting from the hip, if you will.
Off the heezy.
We just off the dome right now.
You know what? Next week, we're talking about Chuck's childhood.
Oh, my God.
Chuck's life. All about Chuck's life next week.
Oh, my.
So yes. Look forward to that.
If you want to know anything about Charles,
send us questions, please. Even if it's one question, I don't care. We just want more interaction from our audience.
Please be active on our Twitter. Send us questions. Do anything. We'll gladly take any input.
Next week, Chuck's life on Melted Chocolate. Oh, there was not even a melting pot, but it's fine.
This one's just for Kobe.
Yeah, this one's for Kobe.
This one's for Kobe. Melting pot, Kobe all the way.
Kobe all the way.
But AP signing off.
Oh, Jody.
And White Chocolate signing out.
All right, thanks for listening, guys. Bye.